Governor Andrew Cuomo is finally releasing legislation for his 10-point women's agenda. It includes a provision to codify the abortion rights in the federal Roe v. Wade decision into New York law. The governor says he's been offered, quote, no assurances that it will pass the legislature. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Are we ready to get this done?
Hundreds of women from a long list of women's groups came to the Capitol for a rally featuring actor Cynthia Nixon, among others. The governor's plan includes a zero-tolerance policy on sexual harassment, equal pay provisions, and greater protections for victims of domestic violence and sex trafficking. But it's provision number 10 in the 10-point plan that's garnered most of the attention. It's a measure to write into New York state law the abortion rights protections spelled out in the 1973 Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade. Nixon says it's a no-brainer.
We are women. We are not children. How dare you presume to tell us what we can and cannot do with our bodies?
The landmark Supreme Court decision permits abortions after the first 24 weeks of pregnancy if the fetus is not viable or the health or the life of the mother is threatened. Cuomo's proposal also includes protections for health care providers who don't want to perform abortions for moral or religious reasons. Governor Cuomo, who's been working with women's groups for weeks on the bill language, says the legislation is really very easy to understand.
You're pro-choice or you are not pro-choice. And it's okay to have a disagreement. This is a difficult issue. People have strong feelings on both sides.
Opponents say it's not that black and white. Kathleen Gallagher with the Catholic Conference says many, even in blue New York, are uncomfortable with late-term abortions. And she says the state has the highest rate of the procedure in the nation already.
Clearly, what the governor's language is going to do is expand abortion in the state that least needs an expansion of abortion. What we should be doing is reducing abortion. And all elected officials, whether they're pro-life or pro-choice, should be working to make abortion rare.
The Reverend Jason McGuire is with the conservative Christian group New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. He says other states have limited some access to late-term abortions, and if New York adopts the language in Roe, it could become a magnet for women from other states.
If we allow the health exception here and other states actually don't, then in essence we are rolling out the red carpet for late-term abortions.
But the opinions of some religious leaders are not the greatest obstacle that the governor's plan faces. Senate Republicans who run the chamber in a power-sharing agreement with a few Democrats say they won't put the abortion provision on the floor for a vote. In a statement, a spokeswoman for Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos calls the abortion provision a political maneuver designed to curry favor with extremists who want to expand late-term abortions. Cuomo and the women advocates had been hoping to craft a bill that would attract three or four Republican senators. Democrats do not have enough votes by themselves to pass it. But the governor concedes that so far he's been offered no guarantees.
There are no assurances.
The Senate Republicans, as well as the Catholic Conference, say they support many of the other of the bill's provisions and protections for women. The governor insists that he's sticking to all of the 10 points in the agenda for now, but when pressed by reporters, he did not completely rule out separating the abortion measure from the rest.
I don't make promises to you, and we don't promise to each other. That's our position.
Cynthia Nixon says the governor should not give up.
The governor can be a very powerful person, and I think that, you know, they should listen to their constituents. 80% of women in New York, sorry, not even women, 80% of people across the board support this measure.
There are just over 2 weeks left until the official end of the legislative session. That's plenty of time for a possible deal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.